Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're talking about reaching for records. Well, world records is what our lesson is about. Many people like to do things to break world records, to be the best at something, or the first at doing something, or the greatest at something. Now, if you could break a world record, what would it be? Carolyn?
Well, that is an interesting question there, Gabe. I think if I were to try to break a world record, I'm not very fast or really strong, but maybe I could try to text the fastest text message.
Okay, that's very interesting. Very creative answer there, Carolyn. For me, I think I would want to be the only Gabriel Harbour in the world to teach the most English lessons on TV.
Well, I think you are well on your way to breaking that record, Gabe.
Sweet, I certainly hope so, Carolyn. Well, what about you? What world record would you like to break if you had the chance? We're going to get started with our lesson for today, reaching for records.
Reaching for records. What drives people to set and break world records? At the pyramids of Giza in 2005, visitors may have seen a strange sight. A man named Ashrita Furman walked 11.33 kilometers balancing a pool cue on his finger. That day, he set a world record, which he later broke by walking 14.40 kilometers with the pool cue. Furman has set over 450 records in his lifetime, according to the Guinness World Records book. He currently holds more than 150, including one for holding the most records.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. How far can you walk with a pool cue on your finger? How about how many eggs can you crush with your toes? These are all real records. In today's article, we'll learn about some really cool information on why and how Guinness World Records began taking these fun facts down. Before we begin, let's look at our keywords. Pyramid. Pyramid is a noun. People travel from all over the world to see Egypt's ancient pyramids. Currently. Currently is an adverb. Currently, we don't have any job openings, but we will contact you if that changes. Chairman. Chairman is a noun. The company's chairman is in a meeting with several big clients. Journalist. Journalist is a noun. Marianne loves writing about current events, so she wants to become a journalist. Your more information words are pool cue. Pool cue is a noun. Guinness World Records. Guinness World Records is a noun. Guinness Brewery. Guinness Brewery is a noun. Game bird. Game bird is a noun. Sounds like some great information. Let's jump right in.
Okay, let's go back to the top of our lesson for today. We see a question here. What drives people to set and break world records? Okay, earlier this month we learned a word compel, right? You could also say what compels people to set and break world records?
Well, it is an interesting question, and we will be discussing it in our article over the next 2 days. But first, we're going to learn about a very interesting sight. At the pyramids of Giza in 2005, visitors may have seen a strange sight. Now, we have a word there from our word bank, pyramid, and this will help you get an idea of where this is in Egypt, a pyramid. What is a pyramid, Gabe?
Well, basically, a pyramid is a kind of shape, and it has three or four corners or edges on the base, but then, of course, it goes to the top to make one point. That's a pyramid. Now, in Egypt, there are some very famous pyramids. They were built centuries ago, the pyramids of Egypt.
That's right, and here he is at the pyramids of Giza, which are in Egypt. And we see that a man named Ashrita Furman walked 11.33 kilometers balancing a pool cue on his finger.
This is quite interesting, okay? You could probably, you probably saw that picture just now behind Carolyn. The man, Ashrita Furman, was balancing this Q-tip on his finger. And right now I'm balancing my notes on my finger.
Well, it's not a pool cue, so it might be a little bit different.
It's true. But have you ever tried balancing something on your finger? A couple of years ago, Billy and Andrea, they were teaching Let's Talk in English. Billy was balancing his clipboard on his hand, and it fell forward and hit Andrea in the mouth. Okay, so be careful if you're trying to balance something on your finger or on your hand. Make sure that everyone is safe around you.
That's right. But as you see in the pictures, he has many people walking around with him, watching him, recording this. And we learn that day he set a world record, which he later broke by walking 14.40 kilometers with the pool cue. So he broke his own world record.
And that's kind of a long way to walk, balancing a pool cue on your finger. Well, actually, if you saw that picture, you probably noticed his arms, too. They are very strong. Well, Furman has set over 450 records in his lifetime, according to the Guinness World Records book. And that is quite a lot of records.
That is. You see, he has over 450 records in his lifetime, and he does not look like someone who is very old. So he seems to really enjoy setting and breaking world records. And what is one of these records, Gabe?
Well, it's very interesting. He currently holds more than 150, including one for holding the most records. Okay, so he's broken many records, he's set many records, and of course now one of his records is one for holding the most records. Let's take a look at our word bank word here. It is currently. That means right now. Right now, he has the record for holding the most records.
That's right. And he also has 150 records now, currently. He's had 450 in his lifetime. He sets records and then he breaks them and sets a new record. And so he has set over 450, but currently, right now, he just holds 150.
That's right. Now you might see this word current in other ways. You might talk with your friends or classmates about current events. Okay, those are things that are happening in the world these days, recently, or even today. They are current events. So currently, what is going on? Well, currently, Carolyn and I are talking about the Guinness World Records book. And Carolyn, what is this book?
Well, it is a book that's filled with all of these records. So, who has walked the furthest balancing a pool cue on their finger? If you want to know the answer to that question, you can find it in the Guinness World Records book. Now, we've been talking a lot about this word record,
yeah.
Gabe, and we've been using all these different verbs to set a record, to break a record. How does this work?
Well, a record, of course, is something that you do, it goes on record, as being the most or the greatest of something. So, of course, you see the words to set a record. Okay, if you set a record, that means you are the one to do that thing. What if you break a record, Carolyn?
Well, it means that someone did it before, mm-hmm. and they set the record, but then you do it even better,
okay.
faster, longer than they did, so you break their record and set a new one.
And of course, the last word we see here, the last verb, is to hold a record. That means you set a record, nobody else broke it, so you are holding that record. Nobody is better than you. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天文章的第一个重点，我们来看 pyramid 这个名词。Pyramid 是指金字塔。例如 ,the novel setting is an ancient Egyptian pyramid. 小说的故事发生在一个古老的埃及金字塔里面。Pyramid 也指锥形。例如 ,the kids made a pyramid of stones in the backyard.小朋友在后院用石头堆了一座锥形的小山。接下来我们看的是 currently 这个副词，它的形容词是 current， 意思是指现在的或最近的。例如 ，the current situation at the border is quite dangerous。现在边界的情况非常危险。副词 currently 是指目前。例如 ，the proposal is currently in the discussion stage。这个提案目前处于讨论的阶段。或者是 Tom is currently the head of the department. Tom 现在是这个部门的主管。We've just begun our article, Reaching for Records. And so far, we've been talking about Ashrita Furman, who has set over 450 world records and currently holds 150 records, including one for holding the most records. And one of the records we talked about that he set recently was that he balanced a pool cue on his finger,walking around the pyramids of Giza in 2005. This was quite amazing. Well, we have many more records and a little bit of history we want to talk about next in our lesson.
Reaching for records. Guinness World Records. Guinness World Records began with a question.While hunting, Sir Hugh Beaver, then chairman of the Guinness Brewery, wondered what the fastest game bird in Europe was. Beaver couldn't find a book that answered his question, so he decided to create one. In 1954, Beaver asked two sports journalists to help him collect records. And in 1955, the Guinness Book of Records, as it was then called, was published. That very year, it became a bestseller.Later editions have sold over 130 million copies and have been translated into more than 25 languages.
All right, that's great. Now we have a little bit of the history of the Guinness World Records book. So let's go back to the top of this section here. We read, Guinness World Records began with a question.So someone had a question, okay? While hunting, Sir Hugh Beaver, then chairman of the Guinness Brewery, wondered what the fastest game bird in Europe was. So his question, what is the fastest game bird in Europe?
Well, that is a good question, and he wanted to know the answer. But we learn a little bit about this man, Sir Hugh Beaver. He was then chairman of the Guinness Brewery, andChairman is a word from our word bank. If you are chairman, then you are in charge of an organization or a committee or a group of people. You lead them and you sit in the chair.
Well, that's right. And so often you will start the meetings when you all come together. The chairman will begin the meeting. And of course, you're in charge. Okay, so he's the chairman of the Guinness Brewery. Have you ever been there?That is in Dublin, Ireland. And of course, Guinness is famous not for their record books at first. They were first famous for their beer or their Guinness draft.
That's right. But here, they're talking about a world records book, the Guinness World Records book, that was started because of this question, wondering what the fastest game bird in Europe was. And a game bird, of course, is just a type of bird that you hunt.
That's right. And so, there was a question this man had, because there was a debate. Was it the golden plover or was it the grouse? Which one was the faster game bird? And of course, he found out the golden plover was faster. I'm not sure what the fastest game bird is now, but at least at the time, he found out which one was faster. And of course, this inspired him to create a book of world records.
That's right. And right now, Steve and Ken have something they want to tell us, a little bit about this man's name in the information cloud.
In medieval England, men were knighted by a king or queen in recognition for special service to their country, especially outstanding military service.
It was a great honor. Knights were given all the rights and privileges of nobility and a good measure of military authority. Knights were allowed to put the honorable title Sir before their names.
Then, beginning in about the late 1500s, kings and queens began knighting civilians as a way of honoring their contributions to society.
The man in today's lesson, Sir Hugh Beaver, was knighted in 1943 for his service to the British government.
Today, people from all over the world are being knighted by the British monarchy for achievements in science, entertainment, politics, and other fields.
However, only knighted citizens of British Commonwealth countries may place the title Sir before their name. Knighted non-Brits like American Steven Spielberg and Bill Gates have to settle with placing the letters KBE, signifying Knight of the British Empire, after their names.
By the way, women can also be knighted. They can receive the honors of knighthood too. However, instead of Sir, their title is Dame. Judi Dench, the famous British actress, for example, is a dame.
如果某人的名字前面出现 Sir 这个字，那就表示这个人是个英国的爵士。就像今天课文中提到的这位 Sir Hugh Beaver， 一个人要成为爵士，必须要先被皇家 Knight K-N-I-G-H-T。Knight 就是封为爵士，但并不是所有被封为爵士的人名字前面就可以挂上 Sir， 只有属于英国以及大英国协国家的男性公民被 Knight 之后才是个 Sir， 其他国家的人民可以成为爵士，但是没有资格把 Sir 放在名字前，只能在名字后面加上 KBE， 表示 Knight of the British Empire， 大英帝国司令勋章爵士。另外女性也不能用 Sir， 女性可以被封为 Dame， 女爵士。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I suppose I won't call you sir, but we are talking about Sir Hugh Beaver right now, and Beaver couldn't find a book that answered his question. So what did he do? He decided to create one. He made his own.
All right. The Guinness World Records book. It's been called by different things in history, but today it's called the Guinness World Records. And in 1954, Beaver asked two sports journalists to help him collect records. All right, so he wasn't just working on his own. He had the help of some other people.
That's right. And these people just happen to be journalists. A word from our word bank, and a journalist is someone who reports on the news. They're very good at gathering information, so I'm sure they would be very helpful in collecting these records.
That's right. Actually, if you're a news reporter, then you're probably also a journalist of some kind. And if you want to do this for a job or career, maybe in university you would study journalism. J-O-U-R-N-A-L-I-S-M. You might want to study journalism. Now, of course, Beaver asked two sports journalists to help him collect records. Okay, so these people already knew a lot about sports. They're They're the best people for this job.
That's right. And in 1955, so a year later, the Guinness Book of Records, as it was then called, was published. So it's been through some name changes, and it was originally the Guinness Book of Records.
That's right. It was then called the Guinness Book of Records. We could say it's now called the Guinness World Records. Okay? And this was published in 1955. That very year, it became a bestseller. So right away, it was a bestseller. It was one of the most bought books of the year.
That's right. Well, it sounds like many people had questions that they wanted answered, and this book provided those answers in a very convenient location. Later editions have sold over 130 million copies and have been translated into more than 25 languages. Well, this sounds like a very popular book.
Well, it certainly is. Actually, the 2009 issue of the Guinness World Records book was the best-selling copyrighted book ever in history. So, of course, this is a very popular book. Right now, it's time for us to go and enjoy a review skit, followed by Michelle in the language lab.
Ah, it's a fine day for hunting, Sir Beaver.
Indeed, yes. Look at all the game birds. Huh. Now, which one should I shoot first?
Yes, sir. Slow birds are easier to hunt.
I'll shoot that one. Oh, missed. Those game birds are really fast.
Yes, they are very fast, sir.
I wonder if those game birds are fastest in Europe.
That's a good question, sir. I'll look it up, sir. Yeah.
Look it up?
Yes, at the library, sir. I'll find a book about fast birds.
I've already looked. There isn't one.
Well, that's a pity, sir. Well, why don't you make one?
Yes, I can write a book about the fastest game birds.
And the fastest dogs, and the fastest cars, and the fast everything else.
Yes, that's brilliant. I'll create a book of records.
Very good, sir. But how will you get the information?
I'll get sports journalists to help me collect records.
Oh, that will be a wonderful book, sir. No doubt about it, it will be a bestseller.
Indeed. Now, let's hunt for more birds.
Yes, slow birds, sir. Yeah.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, that one's already dead. Oh.
好，继续我们看的是 chairman 这个名词。Chairman 是指主席，而且是男性的主席。例如 ，The chairman of the committee decided to change the agenda of the meeting。委员会的主席决定要更改会议议程。也可以有另外一个说法，就是 chairperson，P-R-S-O-N， 意思就是指主席，可以指男性或女性。例如 ，Chelsea was nominated as the chairperson of next year's parent advisory committee。Chelsea 被选为明年的家长会的会长。最后我们看的是 journalist 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 journal 这个名词。journal 是指杂志或日报，后面加上代表人的 IST 这个字尾， journalist 就变成记者或者是新闻工作者。例如 ,the journalist revealed the scandal the governor was involved in。这位记者揭露了一个牵涉了州长的丑闻。如果字尾的 IST 去掉换成 ISM, journalism 就是指新闻学或者是新闻业。例如 ,Eric started his career in journalism right after graduation. Eric 一毕业就开始新闻工作的生涯。Now it's time to go back to our teachers.
Today we're talking about reaching for records, and we've already learned about somebody who has set and broken and holds many records. And of course, this is all recorded in the Guinness World Records book. Have you ever used the Guinness Book of World Records to answer one of your own questions? Carolyn, do you ever use this book?
Well, I think it can be a very helpful book, and I did use it actually for a studio classroom article.
What?
In January. Yes. What is or the largest snowflake in history.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Carolyn wrote that article. And, of course, we learned about the largest snowflake in history. And you found that answer where?
In the Guinness World Records.
All right. Well, you can use this book to find out lots of interesting information. Of course, we have more to learn about reaching for records next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.